Welcome to the Good Book Club podcast, part of a worldwide initiative to get people reading their Bibles and exploring the Word of God together. This season, we're reading the Gospel of Mark. For a full list of daily readings and other ways to learn and connect, visit goodbookclub.org.
Hello, I'm Rochelle Thompson, Managing Editor of Forward Movement, speaking to you today from Fort Thomas, Kentucky. Today's reading for the Good Book Club is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be, and what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pangs. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the good news must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you who speak but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." Today's reflection on the scripture comes from A Journey with Mark, a book available through Forward Movement. The author is William Sachs. Is faith meant to calm fear? Many people certainly hope so. Instability of all sorts seemingly prevails around the world, and with instability, tremendous fear surfaces. The search for something reliable intensifies. Much has proven unreliable. For many, only Jesus is the answer. And this passage gives no reassurance. Jesus declares that the temple at Jerusalem will fall, and it does. Jesus also resists the pleas of his disciples. They want signs that will alert them to the onset of tribulation. Instead, he warns them not to be led astray. Worse, he foresees a time of conflict when even families will be divided. His followers will be persecuted for their faith, as indeed happens and continues today. Meanwhile, there will be natural disasters as well as social unrest. The future looks bleak. In this passage, as in various gospel accounts, the core issue is faith. What are the qualities of faith? The disciples' questions reveal their intense search. On what can they rely? All that seems sacred will crumble. What will be left? Jesus notes, "The good news must first be proclaimed to all nations." He adds, "The one who endures to the end will be saved." Though he does not elaborate, clearly, faith requires focus on core purpose. Amid threats, Jesus' followers must not lose this focus. Further, amid upheaval, good news is needed. This is paradoxical and elusive in the passage, but focus and endurance in the midst of trial are key qualities of faith. The question for today: how does faith in Jesus Christ serve us in times of fear? Let us pray. God of hope, give us, in the midst of our trials, a sense of your purpose and a readiness to follow, that your good news may be proclaimed through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Find the full list of Good Book Club daily readings, as well as additional ways to learn and connect with other disciples, at www.goodbookclub.org. This podcast is produced by Forward Movement in partnership with the Episcopal Church's Office of Communications. Learn more at forwardmovement.org and episcopalchurch.org.